Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. 10 people are dead. At least 35 are in hospitals after what the mayor of New Orleans called a terrorist attack.
It was hours after midnight, but New Year's revelers still packed the French Quarter when a man in a pickup truck sped down Bourbon Street directly into the throng of people. Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says it was no accident.
He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
10 people were killed. More than 30 were injured. After crashing his truck, the suspect jumped out and opened fire on police, wounding two officers. ABC News has learned that the man was shot dead by police. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Authorities say improvised explosive devices were also found. The FBI has now taken over the investigation as they ask people to avoid the area. Police say they have been staffed 100% with an additional 300 officers on duty from other departments and agencies. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing recycling tips for the end of the holiday season. According to a press release, DNR officials are reminding residents that things like holiday light strings, cords, and plastic bags should not be put in the recycling bin as they can get tangled up in equipment. Batteries and electronics should also not be put in recycling as they can cause a fire if damaged. Items like cardboard, glass, and aluminum cans can be recycled, and a full list of accepted items can be found online. The sniffles, sneezes, coughs, and wheezes could be coming your way. It is cold and flu season, after all. Are you taking your over-the-counter medication properly? Brittany Merlot reports.
Got that common winter cold coming on? You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyrus pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
Sports bring a lot into the Wisconsin economy, and basketball is no different. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Bucks are a multi-billion dollar operation. A recent NBA franchise valuation report reveals the Bucks rank 19th in the NBA with a value of $3.9 billion. The valuation is way up from a $550 million purchase price in 2014.
I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Marquette with a win over Providence. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a 70-58 win at Providence over the Friars. Marquette head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, we've had a hard time here at the AMP since I've been at Marquette. Providence has had a ton to do with that, but the crowd has been tough to overcome over 40 minutes. And the way the game started, with Providence making, I think, their first four shots, scoring 10 points in the blink of an eye, was not ideal.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 120-112. Doc Rivers says it took his team a while to get going.
AJ Green didn't make a shot in the first, and he makes a couple. TP misses wide open shots, and he makes a couple. And it just goes to show you, great shooters never lose confidence. They keep believing. We keep believing in them. That's all we talked about at halftime, is all the shots. I said, TP, you're going to get the same shots. You're going to make them, AJ. But we got to make sure they get shots. And if we do that, we're good.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine here on New Year's Day. Our high right around 29 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 26. Friday will be mostly sunny and cooler with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane, Matt Nair, and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane, Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matt Nair on air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor. We've got the Nixter filling in. And we've got Will Koken from the 4th UWA, Veteran Suicide Awareness. Mr. Koken, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing great. What is, okay, I always ask you this because you keep moving up. What is your rank? What is your official title?
Yes, I'm a master sergeant in the Army.
Okay, can I say something kind of like it, like a few years back, if you had thought in your mind of somebody that was a master sergeant, wouldn't you think of this kind of old guy who's whatever, grizzled kind of guy?
Very much so.
And you are not.
He's the new face. The new face of master sergeants. Yes. Well, Will, you guys did it. We had your lovely wife on about a month ago, not a few weeks ago, talking about suicide awareness ruck. Go ahead and talk about that. Nikki and I, truly, during the break, we made a vow. We are honestly doing it next year. We're doing the whole thing.
You have our commitment.
Awesome. I'm remembering this, and I'm sure it's recorded now, so that's perfect. But, yeah, what it is it's really bringing people together and raising both funds and awareness to stop veteran suicide and let veterans and just service members in general know that people care and are there to help them get through their struggles. So our biggest thing is trying to meet everyone where they're at and then walk with them through the process instead of just telling them, hey, do this or do that. Like, be there with them and meet them where they're at and then carry them forward.
And, you know, the thing is, though, there are zero symptoms that maybe there are some. You deal with this a lot more, obviously, more than me. But, I mean, of the ones, I'm going to show Nikki a picture, okay? That one right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me, and that's, okay. Mm-hmm. Gentleman I was with, like, last spring who just lost his life. Nice, polite, wonderful guy you'd like to have lunch with, talk with, whatever. No idea what's underneath the surface. Isn't that the truth, Will?
Yeah, a lot of times there is no idea. And sometimes there are signs, and we're blind to those signs because we just don't want to believe them. But a good majority of the time, there isn't a lot of signs. And if we would call and check in with these veterans, or just people in general, right, if you call and check in with somebody, they might then tell you. But when nobody is checking with them, then there is no sign, because then they just do it quietly, thinking that they will just, you know, drift off and disappear and no one will miss them, when in fact that ripple effect of the people missing them and new stresses that they now have to live with the rest of their lives, that is, you know, astronomical. But their feeling in that moment was that nobody cares about me. And so a simple check-in is arguably one of the greatest things you can do for a veteran or anybody to just ask them how they're doing and genuinely mean, like, how are you doing? Good is not a good enough answer. Like, tell me about your life.
Right, right. Drill down. Don't be afraid. So I actually, and I don't know how much of this I've shared with anybody here, I actually lost an uncle who died by suicide probably about 6 years ago now.
Wow.
Vietnam vet and wonderful professional, yeah. Family man, beloved, so out of character that the questions that it leaves behind, because we didn't see it coming. We didn't know. We knew that he had other vices that he was struggling with. Our family has alcoholism throughout it. And he wasn't getting the help that he needed in perhaps that fashion. But to think that, and what I think I know from my standpoint, is that he thought we didn't care, that we didn't love him, that it wouldn't matter. And that's what
wouldn't be missed.
Absolutely destroys
the
my
families,
heart.
The survivors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe it.
And
yeah,
it,
and it's 100% a fact. And yeah. That we see that all too often.
And it can be so simple when you talk about reaching out to these veterans. And it doesn't have to be a full court press. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Tell me how you are. Blah, 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 blah. You sure? You good? You blah, 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 blah. Like, just checking in, but interacting with these, with the people that you've served with.
I will say this, Nikki, because I've got a good friend. He's in my book, local guy from Vietnam, and was having terrible, terrible post-traumatic stress. And his wife, it got to the point where his wife would go to the appointments with him just to make sure everything. And the doctor would be like, so how you doing? I'm going to say, John. Oh, good. And she just wanted to pull her hair out. It's like, yeah. No, you're not doing good. Why won't you admit what's wrong? So I got a feeling you run into a lot of that too, huh, Will?
Yeah. So one of the things that I now tell a lot of veterans is I was like, true pride is being honest. And asking for help. True pride isn't the pride of like, I did this thing and I'm so proud and I can't possibly have anything wrong with me. Like, the fact is we all have something wrong with us, right? And being human beings, we all make mistakes. And it's being able to be honest and admit those things. But that is where, when people check in and that not just, you know, the drilling down, but simply like, tell me about your life. Like, mm-hmm. What is going on in life? What's new? That's how you get people to open up. It isn't, how's your day going? And so those simple questions, people will share their story. People want to share their story. Everybody wants to be heard. And you're just giving them that opportunity. And then truly listen, like, take the time and hear the words that they're saying. Because all too often, that's missed.
What are some of your telltale signs? Like, what could Nikki possibly have seen that maybe somebody with them, more like you or Scott over at the Veterans Center, they do a phenomenal job. Joe Alec, you know, the different people that this is your life. It's not just a job. It's your life dealing with these types of people. What are some of the warning signs maybe, Will, that you could pass on to us?
Yeah, most of them. I think a lot of times people don't actually see the warning signs when they're there simply because they're not taking the time to listen. So as you ask those questions, you have to give them time to open up and share, and that takes more than a few seconds in that exchange. And as they do, they will slowly start to tell you where their struggles are and where their mental mindset is a lot of times. And then you'll start to pick up on the little signs. However, because we're so connected to a person, like mentally, we block ourselves sometimes from actually hearing the signs because we don't want to hear them.
Wow.
It's kind of a weird like psychology dynamic, and that's where the outside person who doesn't know the individual, when we're able to get them into counseling and with actual professionals, they're able to see that, and then they're also more willing to ask those hard questions of, do you have suicidal thoughts?
Yes.
Do you have a plan? Like the ability to ask those questions, those are the key questions. And those questions direct, should I call 911? Should I call a nonprofit that deals with this? Should I call a psychologist or a social worker? But really, like, getting to that point, the veterans just got to understand, like, hey, I'm not good and I need help. And there's a lot of people out there that want to help. There's, you know, hundreds of organizations across the country, to include the one that I'm massively a part of and Help Found, Who Wisconsin, that we just want to see veterans be better, and people be better. We've had people reach out to us before that aren't veterans that are like, hey, do you got anything or recommendations? And it's like, yep, we can recommend something for you as well. Because everybody struggles at some point in life. It's just a part of life. And this season that we're hitting right now is always has a spike in suicide. From that lonely feeling increases even more as we approach the Christmas holiday. And so now more than ever is one of the most important times to reach out. And then coming out the backside, a lot of people, like, it spikes post the holiday season as well, going through January. So it's really just a carryover of, like, nobody cared for me at Christmas, nobody cares for me at New Year's, and now I'm, like, 2 weeks post that, I've now built a plan, I'm now going to execute on my plan. So it's, you know, that multiple touch points through this next holiday season are the most important.
I like that you mentioned actually being direct and asking those tough questions. A lot of times that people feel uncomfortable with because they don't want to ask somebody that they care about, hey, are you thinking about hurting yourself? Are you thinking about suicide? Do you have a plan? They don't want to mention that because they think they'll give them that idea. That is such a misnomer, right?
I forget what the statistic is, but it is insanely high. It's like in the 80% percentile of, like, if they are thinking about it or have a plan, that they'll be honest with you just for straight asking the question. Like, it is astronomically high. It's why it's on, like, if you look at any, like, suicide prevention card, the questions are on there of, like, ask these questions in this order. And it really, like, it's because every individual, veteran or not, like, they open up to those questions and give you an honest answer. And then you can immediately seek the right types of treatment to take care of the individual. The problem is, and like, I've asked those questions thousands of times now, and it's still hard for me to ask those questions.
Of course, of course.
Especially as that person is closer and closer to me, or the more connected I am to that person, the harder it is to ask those questions. But they are so, so important.
So
if you have any doubt or you think somebody's struggling, like, just ask the question.
What do you recommend for someone who might not have... maybe they're not ready to admit that they've had those thoughts or feelings, or they don't even know how to summarize that.
Hey, Will, can you stick around for 1 minute, Will?
Yeah.
We're going to be set to a 1 minute break here, and we come back because this is too important to.
A lot of good questions.
Yeah, this is really good stuff, Will. If you could even give us some of those other questions, because like I said, I just lost a guy that I knew again the other day. That's number six. I hate to be counting, but it's six of people that I personally knew. Mm. And I can't even imagine what your number is, Will. I'm not trying to be a scoreboard, but it's just like, this got to stop. Whatever we can possibly do. I don't care if we're preventing one. This is really important stuff. And that's why I wanted to have you right now heading into the holidays, because I know there's always a spike in suicides with everybody, but much less the veterans as well. So, Will Koken,
exactly.
Fourth UWA, Veteran Suicide Awareness, back right after this.
Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract. All natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor, Jim's in New York City. You got the Nixter filling in. Very important topic here with Will Koken, Fourth UWA, Veteran Suicide Awareness, heading into the time of year where they always see a spike in suicides, and the general public, of course, too, and it translates into the veterans as well. And Will, you were just talking here. Nikki brought up some phenomenal, phenomenal points, and you were talking about the types of questions you just have to ask, and you almost have to look beyond the I don't mean to insult you type of thing, but no. Let's get serious and ask these questions, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to be direct. I've got to ask. But what about when you're talking to somebody who hasn't necessarily found all of the words for how they're feeling, what they're thinking, the struggles? What's a good inroad?
Okay, can I just jump in? Nikki, you said something during the break, too, that was really important, and I want you to hear as well. The difference between somebody who just doesn't want to be on this world anymore versus somebody that just wants the pain to stop. Is that how you put it, Nikki?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you see a lot.
Sort of the difference between the ideation and wanting the pain to go away. I think a lot of individuals that have completed suicide would be familiar with wanting that pain to stop. But the belief that this world
they can't
is
go and live in it's right. Going to be there all the time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, and that's really where the difference in the questions comes in, and why you kind of start at the top, right? Like, do you have suicidal ideations, right? Or are you thinking or have you thought about suicide? Any question along the lines of, like, have they had the thought about it? Having the thought of it is not an uncommon thought, right? I believe that thought crosses everybody's mind at some point in their life. But then you take it the next step further, right? Do you have a plan? That is where now the thought of, like, the pain going away starts to transition to, like, I don't want to be on this earth anymore. Or, right, I'm too much of a burden, or whatever their thoughts are. But as they start to develop a plan, that is then when the, like, alertness and heightened security on your part needs to, begin to take action. Now, it's also important to remain calm during this, even if you're the most connected, you know, think that mother-daughter, mother-son relationship. So you're potentially the most connected person to that individual. Like, you have to remain calm, and you should validate their concerns, right? And show empathy or sympathy, depending on what you're capable of doing, to that individual, while at the same time starting to work through seeking help for them. But you also want to make sure that you don't make promises that you're not going to keep. such as, please don't share this with anybody. Yeah, I promise I won't share it with anybody. Because you need to share it and get them the help they need.
Absolutely.
So there is some things that you need or you should do, right? But in the end, the only thing that matters is that you're asking those questions and you're asking them in that like tiered order, where if you get a yes, then you ask the next question, right? Are you having suicidal thoughts or do you have desire to harm yourself and or others? And then you go down to the next question of, do you have a plan?
What
and
kind
that
of
really like determines what you need to do.
What kind of resources do you have available for people that might know or care about a veteran that could benefit from just taking a look at how to handle a situation
now,
like this?
Now, who can they talk to? They might be talking to the vet, or again, it doesn't even have to be veterans. A lot of this stuff is all similar with everybody else that, has these thoughts. What should that next step be for that person, Will?
Yeah, so if it's suicidal ideations with no plan, you can generally get them into like the vet center. We use Warrior Wellness a lot through the HUA program. There's a ton of different nonprofits, and like it's all completely free to the veteran to get that. And those suicidal ideations, a lot of times you can start there and go with them, right? Be there with them. Even if you're just waiting in the lobby, get them in the door. Whereas if they have a plan, like that's when you start to look at the 911 type situation and getting immediate response, getting them into a safe place with around the clock inpatient counseling for a day to 5 days. And then oftentimes from that, they will get handed into one of the other programs that are like the vet center, the VA, or, you know, we get handed veterans as well coming out of that process where they had a plan. And sometimes we're behind that where they had even tried to execute their plan and failed, and thankfully failed, and then go through the 911 process, get inpatient, and then from that immediately go into our outpatient counseling. And we've had people make entirely full recoveries where they no longer need counseling, and they live happy and great lives because they've gone through that process, all the way from having had a plan and had the 911 call happen to, you know, full prosperous lives of happiness again.
Hey, Will, one last quick thing here before we got to go. And I appreciate this, like you can't believe what you're doing. But you know what? Nobody expects to have problems when they come back. Like when I visited you guys and everything, everybody was just so excited. Once they got back to the States, life is going to be, you know, bowl of cherries, not a problem in the world. Yeah. And then reality kind of hits them, and some of the memories start coming back, and the drinking starts, and the yada yada starts, and the fight starts, and not to use that brush to paint everybody, Will, but I could name 50 guys I know that happened to. You could name 1,000 guys that happened to. Nobody expected these kind of struggles once they got back, did they?
No, 100%. I never expected my own struggles when I got back, because I thought life was going to be so great, and then you realize the Army did things that your parents did for you. Which is put food on your plate, paid all your bills for you generally, right? I mean, you have to execute it, but they're giving you plenty of income to do so. They put a roof over your head. They clothe you. They do all of these things for you, and you get home, and now all of a sudden you have to be an adult. But turns out you're now north of 21, and you can drink and get exposed to more drugs and all of the things that lead down a very, very slippery slope where all of a sudden now you're not paying your mortgage or your rent. And then the financial struggles just tack on to all of the other pillars of wellness. And next thing you know, you're in a terrible spot very, very quickly.
Will Kokin, thank you for what you do for our veterans in this community and beyond. You are a gem, my friend.
Thank you.
Whatever we can do, you just let us know. Thanks, buddy. Will Kokin, 4th HUA, Suicide Veteran Awareness, heading into a worst time of the year over the next probably 60 days, worst time of the year for veteran suicides. So we got to send a quick break back after this.
Oh, man, my darling, how can I forget you?
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's Office of Children's Mental Health has a new tool to help parents understand their preschool-age children when they're having big feelings. Melissa Kay reports.
When children are struggling with their emotions and acting out, parents don't always know what to do, many times resorting to a tablet or TV to calm the child. This doesn't help them learn to identify emotions and manage feelings in a healthy way. Children communicate how they feel with their behaviors. This tool helps families identify feelings as well as ways to calm challenging behaviors. It's called the Early Childhood Feelings Thermometer. The thermometer features 5 zones, starting at green, the calm zone, and lists feelings and behaviors associated with that zone, and goes up to red, the furious zone, with suggestions to help the child in the moment, such as vigorous physical exercise or taking a warm shower or bath. You can find out more at children.wi.gov.
Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report tool for the winter season. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine here on New Year's Day. Our high right around 29 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 26. Friday will be mostly sunny and cooler with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the simple life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
have one of our very special guests, a gentleman that we absolutely enjoy coming in here, Ace Champion.
You know it.
Okay, now there's something here that I never known before.
Uh-oh.
Because Todd does an amazing job of giving us prep stuff. Amazing. In fact, Todd was responsible for that
Todd
whole,
is the
whole
man.
He was responsible for the whole bean trivia competition.
Yeah, he put together that bean trivia.
He doesn't
right.
even have his mic on. Hey, no!
Don't do it.
But I did not know. Okay, I'm reading this right here. Ace Champion, also known as Good Buffalo.
Yes, sir.
I did not know that before.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that stemmed. So, ironically, I was demoing Buffalo in Oneida, and I met a chief from the Las Vegas tribe.
Okay.
And when I started playing my flutes, I'm like, man, I something was calling on me that I needed a name. And he went into meditation for a couple of 2 days, and he came back, and he said, Good Buffalo.
Wow.
Yeah, and at first I was like, man, I wanted to be like Good Wolf or Good Tiger.
Yeah.
But they said the buffalo is the one who kind of just puts their head down and just plows through whatever obstacles come their way. And I'm like, ah.
I love it.
That's me.
Could you have him do one for me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Hey, we should have him do one for the mayor, too.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to read this, okay?
Sure.
Ancient native tree flute music,
Handpan.
I cannot pronounce the next one. DJ.
The djembe.
The djembe.
It's an African drum.
Okay, and the steel tongue drums.
Yeah, Australian drum.
Australian drum. Man,
yes, sir.
How do you know so many instruments from around the world?
I just got obsessed with it. You know, I started off with the Native American flutes, and then I would listen for inspiration because I don't read sheet music, and I'd hear all these different ones. So when I did my research, I realized every single culture in the world had either some type of drum or some type of flute. So it's definitely a global music that I'm playing.
You know what I'm fascinated by? I was just reading an article, and the guy that started up the Eagles, Randy Meisner, then he got kicked out of the group. But anyway, he was talking about, you know, he didn't know how to read music. How do you guys get to be so good and not know how to read? And I, of course, don't know. I wouldn't have a clue. But I would just assume you would have to be able to read it to follow
it. It is amazing the number of people who, especially pianists, that just don't, they play by ear. You know,
yes.
I agree with him. And I think learning music, it's a different language. And
it
I think it's hard to learn, but once you learn it, it's kind of easy because it all makes sense. But yeah, these people, I've got some friends of mine and some uncles that they're great. But they just sit down and play. It's like, that is a gift.
Yeah. And it's no harder to reading sheet music than it is learning to play on your own. And to me, you're more connected to the music,
right?
You know, and it starts off, you don't really know what beats, but the more you just play, you start to develop little patterns and rhythms, and then muscle memory kicks in and all of a sudden you're playing your own song.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
And you really understand what chords go together, and you just...
Oh, hell no. I don't know. I play it by the heart, not by the mind.
Well, maybe not.
No, wow. I mean, I know the basic. I know my first concert, I had no idea what music theory was, so I would be playing a flute in the key of D, and my backtrack would be in the key of F, so I was clashing. So I did have to learn some type of music theory to do that, but when I'm playing the music, I don't know if I'm hitting an A or a B or a C. I just know what goes well together.
And I took music theory in college, and this guy's so far ahead of me.
I learned that off the internet.
Wow.
And here's the other part I just want to bring. When I mentioned all the different instruments, mm-hmm. okay, and the reason for that will be to bring your, I'm just going to read this, bring your mind to a relaxing, meditative state to promote full body relaxation. Sit or lay back to the calming, meditative sounds of ancient native flutes from around the world.
Yes.
I've attended your, and it's great
Thank you.
You really connect with the body. You can feel that, you know. And are you serving any of your great food here, or is this just the music?
No,
okay.
Just the music.
Well, whatever.
Just the music.
But it was just great after we
ate. They have a food truck there, though.
Okay, but after we ate, just to sit and really take in that music. Is your wife coming to play as well?
She'll be coming a little later.
All right, yeah. with the
singing bowls.
The singing bowls.
Crystal singing bowls. Yeah.
And you guys, that harmony you put together, and you can really feel that in you.
Yeah.
This is so unique. Yeah. Does anybody else in the Midwest do what you
do?
No,
that's why I'm the only Cajun chef in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I like to set the trends, not to follow them.
This is amazing.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because sometimes you'll see some emotional releases. Like, you'll actually see some people crying. You know, I remember the last concert, and I have the option to really go and just sit right next to that person and just serenade them. I mean, that, and then they come up to me, and they hug me, and they're like, man, I am changed. And I'm like, wow, all that just from playing some music.
That's fantastic.
And when you talk about their different music, different keys will help different parts of the body.
Yes.
And I think that's pretty cool how this is really, you know, your heart, your intestine, all that stuff you kind of go through. And you can feel that when you're sitting there. And people need to get into it to really enjoy it, right?
Yes.
And it's easy to do because you're very comforting and you explain what you're doing. And it's going
to
be.
You have to accept it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, music is great. I mean, it music gives everyone an emotion, whether it be a crying or getting crunk and everything like that. But if you can figure out the science behind what you're playing and dictate that to a person, then you can kind of control how you want that person to feel.
Wow. And this isn't anything you came up with. I mean, this is pretty old.
Oh, no, this is old. Even older than you.
Well, thanks.
How many years does it go, Ace? Oh, native? Oh,
I have a Pueblo flute called Anasazi that goes back 10,000 years.
Wow.
So we're looking at 6,000 BC. Most of the flutes are at least 4,000 or 5,000 years beyond AC.
Unbelievable.
You know, before that. Yeah, they're very ancient. They're very, especially in China, they really, really go back. And that's why it's so connected, because it's like you hear them and you almost feel like, man, I feel like I've heard this before. Somebody's ancestors have heard that before. So by playing the different variety of flutes, Asian and then Indian and then African, whoever's in the crowd, someone's going to resonate with one of those flutes sooner or later.
One thing that is interesting, I have to ask you about this. I mean, you're so fascinated in Asian and all the different things. What about, I mean, you were born and raised in an area that had so much of its heritage from other places all settled there.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
What type of music did you take from that?
So I originally thought that jazz was going to be embedded in me, you know, and I did buy a clarinet, which I absolutely love, and I realized a lot of these instruments, if you just slow them down, you can really appreciate it. Because, you know, you hear it in the orchestra, it's so fast. But if you just slow it down and put emphasis on each note, it's going to sound great. I also have some South African stuff. The Indian part, I play the Indian Banzari. So, you know, the French, South African, Spanish, all those cultures that I cook with, I play flutes.
Oh, you do?
But they're all different. You know what I mean?
That's awesome, man.
They're
that's
all different.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we're here.
Why don't we have any
talent? Why don't we have any talent? Period. We'll just call it what it is.
You do. Okay. You booked me, man. Yeah. That's a talent.
Todd did that.
Todd did do that. Yeah. So never mind.
But Ace Champion, you are bringing something so unique to this area, and I think people will go, and then they'll tell their friends and go again. I think you're really onto something, and the fact that it's from, you know, 1,000 years ago. But we talked about one time on this show just the whole acupuncture. I mean, there's some things that were very old that it's okay to bring them back because they work for some people and sometimes a lot of people.
It's all ancient holistic medicine. Right. And in a way, even the modern medicine is doing it in a way. They're just kind of repackaging it. Because if you go over to Asia or China or India, they're still practicing this.
Right.
There's still people that when you have mental disorders, you go and they do music therapy. They do acupressure, acupuncture,
right,
all of it. And then if none of that works, then they'll go into the surgery.
Well, I'll be honest with you on one thing. When you're talking about some of the meditation part of it and really calming people down, there were some guys that struggled and possibly do still struggle with post-traumatic stress.
Oh, excellent.
And this seems like the perfect thing for them.
Well, see, because the science behind it is your cells are trying to mimic the vibrations and the frequencies that are being played. So if you play the vibrations from the instruments in a certain frequency, the cells have no choice but to react. It's nature. So if I can calm your cells in your body has to follow what the cells are doing.
Wow.
So that's kind of
I would love to have you do a thing for some of my post-traumatic stress guys.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to.
I have actually reached out to a few organizations that suffer from.
And this is that music that is played for certain parts of the body.
Yes.
I mean, you should talk about that. You have some flute that helps with your digestive system, other things with your mental. And
it's
very cool. And I've been to that a couple times. And
I saw you sleeping over there.
Yeah, I saw it, man. It's just those chairs. Those pretty comfortable chairs.
He was drifting off.
Those are the mayor's office. Are the mayor's in conference?
I was meditating. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Tell me a little bit more about how that music affects your body.
The flutes is all based on frequency, you know, and the different seven energy centers in the body, and each musical note is tuned to a certain frequency. So when I play, the cells try and match that. So if I play a calming frequency in the key of D, like you mentioned, that works on your lower intestine area. It also works on the brainwave too as well. So I'm trying to get you in that theta state, which is right before you go to sleep, which we all know when we go to sleep, our body's going to natural detox. So there's a science behind this. This isn't just me saying, oh, you're going to get something out of it. I mean, it's that's why when I say it's guaranteed, if you have cells in your body, it's going to respond.
Awesome. Do you do home visits? Do you do house parties? Like,
what I do. I do private in-home things. I do public, kind of sound experiences that aren't really set up like a concert. I just did the yoga series with Bay Area Yoga that you guys had on your show with Cap.
Absolutely.
Yep, and that was a 7-week series, you know, so... I'm kind of open book. You
That's
know?
Awesome. Hey, nice.
Whatever you want.
And you still cook. One of the big things now, I know there used to be CDs or whatever, but one of the things on the internet now is sounds to sleep, like rain.
Yes.
And different things like that.
Yes.
What do you do things like that to help people relax to sleep? Because that's the best way for people to get a good sleep, isn't it?
I do.
To be relaxed heading into your sleep.
It is. And like I mentioned, that type of music puts your brain into the theta, which the next step is the delta. And once you're in the delta stage, you're asleep. That's your sleep realm. So remember, your cells are mimicking what it's listening to. So what you said about going to sleep is excellent. They can go on my YouTube channel, Good Buffalo Spirit 1111, and I have over 40 videos on there dedicated to sleep and relaxation.
I would love to look that up because I want to get into something like that. Because my mind is always like racing. Where it's like, okay, shut it down, go to sleep. And that's when all of a sudden I start to think of the problems in my life or whatever. And it's just the opposite of what you want.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why these flutes and these instruments tap into the brain waves, because it's the brain waves that's going to put you to sleep or make you not go to sleep.
What you do through music is almost the same type of thing that drugs or whatever you want to call it do to the brain, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. It's all about mind altering, you know, and putting people in a state of mind, whether that's a psychedelic mushroom or Ace Champion on Friday night.
You know,
it's just all about the frequency. But we're doing it in a non-evasive way, meaning you don't have to ingest anything. You literally just have to just sit back, relax. You don't even have to worry about calming your mind because, like I said, your cells are going to respond to the music. So if you have cells, you have no choice. You can't fight it.
Wow.
You're going up against psychedelic mushrooms, huh?
Hey,
that's quite the challenge.
You know those are our relatives, right?
Is that what Rogers was doing? Yeah. What was Rogers was doing in South America?
I don't know. I think that was ashwagandha or something like that. Yeah.
There was just an article on mushrooms. Anyway.
Mushrooms are actually 100% legit. And I don't mean necessarily the psychedelic ones, but just mushrooms in general. They're like these little actual entity, like people, not people like us, but I mean they're organisms, and their job is to build and repair. So if we ingest certain type of mushrooms, it has code to know to go in there and fix whatever problem they are. So don't knock mushrooms.
I'm starting my mushroom farm up in the UP next spring.
And there's more and more on mushrooms.
Yeah. And it's been around for
years. Just like your
this
stuff.
Is nothing
but,
new.
Right.
Yeah. They say it's new age, but it's not. So awesome. we should all
partake?
Try some out next time, huh? See what happens.
The mushrooms are ace.
That was Todd with the bell. Just so anybody listening knows, that was Todd that's all in on
both,
this one.
Jim, both.
So, are you going to do anything for the draft? Did you go to that big meeting? We were supposed to go to that meeting, Jim.
No, I get the inside.
But all the vendors.
He's like, all right. Put me up on the inside after, Jim. Yeah, we'll talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was, even Wendy from the city of Green Bay, she had me.
Okay.
Wanted me to go there.
Yeah. You try to be a part of it though when the draft.
I'll try to. You know, I mean, I'm so busy. I need it. Will it be a good opportunity? Yeah, but we'll see.
Can you stick around?
Oh yeah.
Right. Let's set a quick brace. Good Buffalo Ace Champion. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce.
Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here with one of our all-time favorite guests, Ace Champion.
In the house.
In the house. And again, we're talking about how he's a master chef.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable with music.
Well, thanks for the master part.
He's a phenomenal football player.
I know.
It's like,
I know. This is where we go home and drink.
Yeah. So, yeah. My friend, you're going to play a little something for us?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And by the way, remember we had that word earlier? Something about the beans and yada, yada, yada. That would be an amulet that he's wearing, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. This is a crystal, quartz crystal.
Okay.
But those are made out of amulets. So, crystals hold energy properties too, as well.
There you go.
They do.
All things come around, circle around here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're in charge.
All right, Ace, what do you got?
Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah. So I just bought two Asian flutes. The one right here is called a Chinese Shao. So this one goes back, I want to say about 6,000 years ago. From South China. And then the other one I have is called a Japanese shakuhachi. So this is the hardest flute, second to the hardest flute in the world to play, and it's played by the Buddhist monks still to this day, and the samurais. It act as a music instrument, and then if you mess with them, it'd be a weapon.
Oh, wow, awesome. I wish I was a samurai.
I know.
When you mentioned that, I thought, uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I know. White samurai.
right.
Hey, maybe that's your Indian name.
Yeah, that's my Indian name, white samurai. Like,
is it Indian? Is it Asian? Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to go with the buffalo chip. All right.
Sitting back,
right,
and just kind of chilling, closing your eyes, just chilling with that.
Well, and he's telling you what that effect it has on your body. I mean, how it relates to your
physiology. Can you imagine you on Ambien and listening to that?
What's Ambien?
Ambien is is a drug that he used to take.
Oh, my Lord. Is this one of those 60s drugs?
No, it was legal. A sleeping pill.
It's a sleeping pill.
You haven't heard Ambien? That's very, very popular. It's a controlled substance.
No, I don't have issues sleeping. So.
Yeah, okay. But you take Ambien, you'll have issues.
It's like they got to take that off the market. It's just unbelievably addicting and just... Yeah. Anyway, Zolpidem is the generic.
It's like I remember back in the 90s, they had those mini thins, those weight loss pills.
Yeah. Well, they were basically amphetamines.
Yeah.
They're basically uppers.
Oh, this is just the opposite.
I wonder if that was accident. If they knew what they were doing.
I don't know, but I lost a lot of weight on it.
And I slept well, so.
all is well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now we're here, so yeah. Sober and, yeah.
Okay. What's our next one, Ace?
Yeah, so the next one is the Japanese shakuhachi. If you can see the mouthpiece on there.
Yeah.
You know, some of them, huge. You can't just blow into it. You got to have, it's like the Japanese culture. You got to have the perfect embouchure. Your air's got to be perfect. You know, if the slightest movement of the head, the wind goes out and the sound goes out.
Wow.
So it's not like a guitar where as long as you pluck it, it's going to pluck.
You can fake it.
So forgive me if I'm a little
raspy.
You guys got me up pretty early in the morning. I'm a night guy.
Hey, how about you quit complaining? Just
Yeah, right.
This is showbiz,
buddy. Why don't you try? This is
My mouth's not big enough.
Get those effeminates going. Those
Good laughing, playing the same
Sorry. Wow.
You may enter the dungeon.
Do you ever do it for yourself? Like when you're stressed out, does it relax you too?
I've trained myself not to stress and have anxiety, but not playing the flute gives me anxiety. I literally have to play it every single day. Sometimes I'll play, if my wife's at work, I'll play it for 4 or 5 hours.
It gives you anxiety, did you say?
No. If I don't play.
Oh, if you I'm don't like, play, gotta, gotta, I feel like if I gotta don't, play. Okay, yeah,
right,
okay.
Right.
Wow,
right.
That's incredible.
Almost like you don't get anxiety when you smoke a cigarette until you smoke a cigarette. And all of a sudden you need one. And, yeah.
I'll be
it
damned.
Truly calms me. I mean, I could have the worst day. I can be stressed. And when I play, it's almost instantaneously. I mean, within a minute and a half.
Wow.
It's gone.
Awesome.
And that's why I love doing it for PSD and any type of mental disorder and anything like that, because it literally gets right into your brain and
I can see
it balances you out.
Fantastic.
It's going to be interesting to see how this works with your children, right? If you know, because as parents, you know, we stress out over kids that are, and if I wonder if this.
Well, I actually play for my grandchildren. So when my daughter had her baby, I mean, we're talking 4 or 5 months old. I mean, to call me up just crying. I'll start playing the flute and almost like within 10 seconds, gone.
Wow.
And then goes to sleep.
Okay. You can, there's a revenue stream there, buddy, because a lot of us will drive. We'll
teach
do anything.
Me, grasshopper. Teach me.
No, I'm just saying, we'll do anything to get our kids to sleep. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And it with the
like you're taking calls at 2 a.m.
Well, they can go on my YouTube channel they can listen to it all night long on a loop.
Put the baby to sleep music. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can charge a lot for that.
Yeah. Or your wife.
Ace, always great having you here. And thanks for all you do for the community. I know you do a lot of things. You know, for free or whatever. And I don't want to promote that, but you've just done a lot of charity things.
It comes back. It comes back. Boomerang effect.
Awesome.
There you go.
Awesome. You're a good man, Ace.
I try.
It's fun having you.
I think you guys
here are
pretty cool, too.
So do we.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Drive safe tonight. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, join us as we revisit some of our best interviews from 2024. Have a happy new year. Stay safe. We'll be back live on Thursday.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. The FBI is investigating the vehicle ramming in New Orleans as an act of terror. 10 people were killed, at least 35 injured after someone drove a pickup truck through a Bourbon Street crowd at about 3 o'clock this morning. Jimmy Cothran saw it from a balcony.
Body after body mangled, just as far as you could see. We counted 10. And at least 6 were instantly, clearly deceased.
Authorities say the driver shot and injured 2 police officers before he was killed by police. He's not been identified, but authorities now say they found improvised explosive devices and they were determined to be viable. The police commissioner, Ann Kirkpatrick, says
he was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
City says it's working on security ahead of tonight's Sugar Bowl college football game. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa.